The 10-year throwbacks have been taking social media by storm. Thousands of people around the world, including celebs, politicians, and just about every colleague, friend, and neighbor of yours are participating in the 10-year challenge. Global media intelligence company Meltwater has been monitoring the use of the 10-year challenge hashtag and has uncovered some interesting facts about this global trend. To tell us more, I welcome Philippa Dodds, the marketing coordinator at Meltwater. Good afternoon. Welcome to our show.
And thank you so much for having me.
Philippa, firstly, do we know how this 10-year challenge was created or who was the first person to start the global trend?
So as with all social media challenges, it's a little unclear of who exactly started, who the first person is to have posted their 10-year throwback and how it became so viral. However, there are always theories. And in our research, we found that there have been lots of online conversations and news articles arguing that Facebook started this in order to mine data that trains their facial recognition algorithms. So that's one theory. But Facebook has responded by saying that no, they had nothing to do with starting it, and it was completely a user-generated challenge.
Tell us about what your research revealed about the trends surrounding the popular hashtag.
Cool. So with the Meltwater software, we found that the hashtag 10-year challenge has been mentioned over 80,000 times in the news and over 1 million times on social media around the world. And this is also just in the last 7 days. Before that, the mentions of the hashtag were in single digits. So this illustrates that it's gone absolutely viral and very quickly, and it's a trend that people from all over the world are participating in. We also found that with the trend of the hashtag 10-year challenge, other terms have also trended alongside it. And the top two of these has been glow up and facial recognition algorithms.
So at this point, are you able to tell us, about your research, what your research revealed about the trends surrounding the popular hashtag, and which have been the top languages and top locations that the hashtag 10-year challenge has been used in?
Cool. So the most popular language that has been mentioning the hashtag is English, and the most popular location is the USA. Second to that came up Spanish, and the location Spain. And followed by the language Indonesian and the location Indonesia. So to me, this is quite interesting because it shows how, you know, far around the world the trend has spread, and even with the top three countries in the separate continents.
And lastly, tell us about the South African response to the 10-year challenge, and what does it reveal about the social media landscape in our country?
Yes, so there's been close to 10,000 mentions of the 10-year challenge on social media in South Africa, also in the last week. And I think that this tells us that locally we are quick to adapt to global internet trends. We also saw our news feeds clog up with previous challenges that were popular globally, like the Ice Bucket Challenge and the Mannequin Challenge. And this shows how quickly global trends get around. And I think how ready South Africans are to jump on board, including, you know, our favorite local celebrities, which is great for us. And then also, you know, based on the popularity and virality of previous social media challenges, I think that it's safe to predict that there'll be many more coming up in 2019 and into the future.
Well, it's been very interesting indeed. Thank you for sharing this information with us this afternoon, Philippa.
Thank you so much, Vashan.